Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Kobe Prettyman from Utah Foster Care. Kobe, thank you for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So we're going to be talking about something pretty special coming up for Utah Foster Care, and that's going to be the Build Your Village event coming up on November 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. And Kobe, let's jump right into things. What is Build Your Village?
So the Build Your Village event started out as an event for people that are already in the process who have thought about becoming foster parents, and just to help introduce them to the people they'll be working with, let them know of all the supports that foster parents have. And then we've expanded it to the public because our need for foster families in this area is so great that we thought, well, this would be a great way for them to come and answer questions that they might have, and to also learn about all the things that are available to help them once they are foster families.
And so it's pretty much a given that Utah Foster Care is going to be at this event. But what other organizations can people expect to see here?
So we have people from the Division of Child and Family Services coming as well to talk about how placement works once you are licensed and have kids coming into your home. And then we go over a variety of different supports that happen once you have children placed with you.
And then let's go a little in depth into what are some of the supports that foster parents do have, because we talked about it a little earlier, but there's a big need. So what support systems are in place for both foster parents new and old?
So we really try to create a community, because fostering is different than just parenting in that it has a lot of the same aspects, but there's other things that kind of complicate it. You know, you're working with the court system, you're working with government agencies and things like that. And so being able to connect with other people who have worked with those same groups of people is very helpful for foster families. And so we have support groups where they can come together, and that's why we call it Build Your Village. Build a village around them to support them and help them through this. And we also have therapeutic services that can help foster families. One of the biggest fears that we hear is that people are afraid of loving a child, getting attached, and then letting them go home. So we recognized that we needed to support families through that process. And so we have a whole program that does that for foster families. And those two things are new within the last few years. We're also trying to get started in our area what's called care communities, which is a group of people through either a church organization or a business, or just a group of people that want to support foster families. And they would kind of wrap around the family. So maybe the family has a really busy day with going to meetings and visits, then maybe this care community, someone would bring dinner over that night, or someone would help them with some yard work, or just different things that could be really helpful to the families as they take on this extra challenge of caring for kids.
And then it all goes back to that theme of building your village, because in all honesty, it's like they say, it takes a village to raise a child like that. And you guys are really providing those resources for the community. And let's jump back into the need for foster parents right now, because we were talking about it a little bit before we jumped on air. But there's just a massive need right now, especially in our area, for foster parents.
Yeah, so in the last month or so, we've had over 20 children come in to care, and we haven't had a lot of families coming forward and taking the classes and getting licensed. So we keep having the children come in, but we're not replenishing our foster parent pool. And there's a variety of reasons why people stop fostering. Part of it is that their home is full and they can't take any more. Some of them have been fostering. We have families in the community that have been fostering for over 25 years, and they need to move on with other stages in their life. And so there's always fostering people that are exiting out of the system, and we need to keep replacing those to meet the need of the kids in our area. And so unfortunately, in the last little while, we haven't had people coming forward to replace any that are going out.
And then this event will also aims to help that problem by opening it up to the public. You're really opening it up to potential foster parents to come in, see what it's all about, and learn more about this experience. Now, if people want to attend the Build Your Village event, what do they have to do?
So we do have an Eventbrite that we want people to sign up on, because we are providing a light dinner to people who have RSVP'd in advance. And so we would like them to sign up on Eventbrite so they can do that. And they can also find the event on our web page, utahfostercare.org. They have to scroll down to the bottom to find the events. But if they click on that, then that'll take them right to the link for Eventbrite as well.
Now, Kobe, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just that if they've been thinking about it, curious about it at all at any point in time, please come. And if they can't attend this event, they're always welcome to look online. And there's places all throughout our website where they can enter their information, and then it sends it directly to me, and I can reach out to them to get them going in the process, or just answer questions. No obligation, no pressure. We just want to educate people about foster care as much as possible.
Well, Kobe, thank you so much again for taking the time to come talk to us. Again, that was Kobe Prettyman, and we were talking about Utah Foster Care's Build Your Village event coming up on November 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOA 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.